For the past 4 years, Fraser Schiller has been cataloging wildlife that is no longer living, but found dead along the sides of California's roads and highways.
We've recorded over 300 different native California species as roadkill. Actually, half of California's vertebrate biodiversity we found on the roadways.
That tally includes everything from hummingbirds to a young elephant seal, but most of the dead critters are much less exotic.
Skunks, possums, and raccoons, they are commonly occurring on the landscape, and for some animals, they commonly occur on roadsides, so they may be scavenging trash or other roadkill, so they're more likely to get hit.
Schiller is co-director of the Road Ecology Center at UC Davis, which has set up the California Roadkill Observation System, an online reporting site that allows anyone who's willing and interested to chart the roadkill they come across. Gordon Beebe, who lives near the Laguna de Santa Rosa north of Guerneville Road, has been participating for the past 2.5 years.
I've recorded 175 different cases where something was hit, 21 different species of birds, 10 different species of mammals, and 5 species of reptiles. The top number I have is for raccoons. I've reported them 39 times. And then the two next ones are the striped skunk. I've had 26, and the western gray squirrel. I've had 26 also.
These deaths are worth studying, says Fraser Schiller, because the impacts of roads and cars on wildlife are deceptively huge.
It's one of the biggest causes of mortality for a lot of animals in California and a lot of other places. It's up there with naturally occurring disease. For most animals, it's more than any kind of hunting or trapping that might be occurring.
Almost any time an animal is hit, even clipped, by a car, it will not survive, although its death may not be immediate. But Schiller notes that wildlife is also being harmed by the mere presence of cars and roads in their environment.
When millions of us drive down roads, our vehicles are loud, the tire on the road is loud, and that can cause animals to stay away from the roads, which is good for them from the point of view of crossing the road. But then if you think about all those roads cutting across the landscape, we isolate animals in little pockets through that kind of disturbance.
The data being gathered by the Road Ecology Center, he hopes, will inform future road construction and repairs to make them more compatible with the needs of the animals nearby.
We think in terms of migration and the corridors, where if we protect corridors and linkages across the landscape, we can start to alleviate that fragmenting effect. What we're learning now is that that's a fairly narrow way of thinking about wildlife movement, and actually wildlife are moving all over the place. If we really want to protect wildlife and biodiversity, we're talking about a lot of movement opportunities.
A focused study, about to begin in the Sonoma Valley, will be gathering data on animal movements there, with an eye toward shaping future road improvements in that corridor. We'll take a closer look at the project tomorrow. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.